Okay, a very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 4th of March 2017. So today we will do the briefing for our coming Cameron Highland retreat, the annual retreat, which will be for 9 days. It will start on the 11th of this month, which is about
next Saturday.
Yeah, 2017, yes. So our annual retreat will commence on the 11th of March, 2017, then it will end on the 19th of March, 2017. The program will be given to you. You try to get a set that is on the table there. You should have at least 2 copies of the transcript book. One is the yellow copy, 36 lessons of the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta, which is a new set of transcript notes. And the other one is Understanding the Meditation as Taught by the Buddha, part 2, blue book. Those who haven't got a set, you can collect that. Then we have the retreat program, one set. Then the second set of notes is the Bodhisattva vows. You make sure you bring this along when you go to the retreat. Then what you need to bring along is the other book, the Heart Sutta. We will base it on the Heart Sutta. Most of our discussion on the essential Dhamma, I will base it on this book, which is very complete, the Heart Sutta short notes. It is based on the Heart Sutta sharing that we had over a period of 15 over months. Then all the short notes which were compiled, recorded, we compile it into a book later on. So this is how this Heart Sutta book come about, short notes. It has evolved over a period of 15 months. And most of my essential teaching, they are all there. The only thing that are not there are the Bodhisattva way, which later on we develop. And this Bodhisattva way is only recently that I shared, the last 2 years plus. It started in the year 2015, the first week of the year, 2nd of January 2015. We had our first informal gathering to develop the sharing of the Bodhisattva way to a group of very committed and serious cultivator who requested for it because of condition. The thing started at the end of 2014, November, December time. A lot of came down all of a sudden for no reason, wrote to me and request for the Bodhisattva teaching. Then there were also condition for certain Bodhisattva way teaching to be shared. The first one is the Diamond Sutta, requested by Sister Hui Rong. Then the Platform Sutta of the Six Patriarchs, Liu Chu Tan Jing, requested by Sister Lee of Sunday class. So all this came about because of causes and conditions. Then the other book that you must have is this chanting book, the retreat version chanting book. You don't have, you are new, you can come forward here to collect a copy. Retreat chanting book. How many of you don't have? Only the new people, I think. So if you got your friends or what going for the retreat, if they are not here, you can collect on their behalf. Then the Heart Sutta, I also got extra copy. For those who don't have, you can collect from me too. Then we also have here our video. Last time, our 10th anniversary video, This video is very useful. You can have a copy each. Even for those who already have, you want to share with your friends or family member or what, you can collect them. I still have quite a bit. For the new people, you can have it. Okay, basically, that's what I want to brief you all. Then I will hand over to the community member who has helped to organize this retreat so that they can brief you. Yeah, come. Hey, Adeline, come. Come. Is Garrett here? Yeah. He's parking his car. Come. You can collect a set of the notes first. Yeah. Then I give you the Heart Sutta note. I think you don't have. Come. Adeline, come. Yeah. You have already. You got it? Oh, then the chanting book, the retreat chanting book, I think you don't have. New version, retreat chanting. Do you take one more for, then this one also for Garrett. You can keep it. The notes also you take two sets. The retreat notes. Then the latest two transcript also. Okay, I will hand the mic over to Brother Suyan and the organizing committee. I think Yun Chan also. Yun Chan is here already. Yes. The wireless mic is there. Suyan, yeah. You can use the whiteboard to write. Okay. Push it up.
Sukihotu, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Exactly 1 week from now will be the start of Brother Teo's officially is the fifth annual retreat. But actually there was an unofficial one in Fraser's Hill, which is in 2011. So officially this is the fifth annual retreat by Brother Teo in Cameron's. The first one in 2013, we have to rush back for the election, so we remembered. Hi, Jared. Something very, very important is the temperature. It is very, very cold, so don't underestimate. So a lot of people are like, it's not cold like Cameron. But actually, it's very, very cold. So be forewarned. I'm warning you, it's very, very cold. I just came back yesterday. I have to wear two layers of thermal during the day. And in spite of two layers of thermal when you sleep, some people were using three blankets. Each of us are allocated only one blanket.
Testing.
So don't underestimate the temperature. I've just checked. According to the Kaji Chocha website, which is hourly, Petaling Jaya is 27. Cameron Highlands right now is 17. All right, it's 10 degrees lower. Even your aircon, the lowest you set, is also around that temperature. And so it's very, very cold. What I'll suggest that you bring is make sure you have adequate with you socks for your leg for 9 days, unless you want to send out for laundry. Thick socks. Beanie for your head. Sorry, beanie for your head. scarf for your neck. If not, then you go Daiso, you can buy something that is like a collar around the neck. It's very useful. Glove, because when you sit, your hand is exposed. It is cold. So you don't want that. Ended up, you're sitting there, cold. The whole thing is finished. The other thing I find very useful is this thing they call a fleece. Not new, sorry. Fleece from IKEA. Alright, whether you use it as a second blanket or you use it as a wrap around. why I'm telling you all this is because once out there, we don't have much transport because we are going up by bus, and there are only two cars from Penang, and two cars, one from Klang and one from PJ. Alright? So there are not many transports available, so try to make sure you have enough things with you. Otherwise, you keep on asking people for favor, please go and buy this for me, which is not good. Temperature, make sure you've got enough. Your own personal medication, if there's something that you're taking, please make sure that you bring along. That's the most important because you may not be able to buy it up there. Personal medication. So now, backtrack. The bus pickup from Subang will be at Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, SJBA, 7:20 in the morning. And at Brother Teo's house is 7:50. Okay? At SJBA, the car park is likely to be dug up to build the new sewerage treatment plant for the new building, so there is no parking. Suddenly you come back, your car is right in the middle of the construction site, so you can't take your car. Please make sure that you have your own transport there, to SJBA. In true Malaysian style, a lot of people think that they can leave late and arrive early. It is impossible to do. So please be on time. 7:20, if you don't see the bus, I'm sorry, you have to come to SS2 to try to catch the bus in SS2 at 7:50. If you still don't see the bus, then we'll see you in Cameron Highlands by your own transport. Why this is important, because the transport, even by car to Cameron Highlands without a stop, is 3.5 hours. So if we leave here sharply at 8 o'clock, we'll still do a small puja here before leaving. If we leave here at 8 o'clock, by bus, it'll probably take us about 4 hours and 15 minutes without a stop. Right? So if you add in a tapa rest stop, it'll be probably nearly 5 hours. So if you leave here at 8, we'll arrive Sampo Temple at 1, which means the lunch will be at 1 o'clock. Right? So we have to be very prompt, because otherwise they cook the lunch and they'll be waiting for us. And all that. Yeah? There are other vehicles waiting for us. So that's for the transport. So going up, coming down, coming back, I think what you do is that you notify your family to pick you when you're on the way back, then it will be more accurate, the timing. But expected around 6 p.m. on the 19th, which is the Sunday. Yeah? 6 p.m. here in PJ and 6:30 in Subang Jaya, roughly the arrival time. Okay. I missed something. The floor there in Cameron is also very, very, very cold. Alright, so number one is I find a lot of people wear sports shoes and all that, no point lah, because go there, you bring the sports shoes there, you're not going to wear it anyway, it's just on the bus and there. So I suggest that you wear slippers. So if you want, you wear socks and slippers, and also bring some hotel slippers, because the floor in the room is also very cold. Did I miss anything? Oh, sitting cushion. I already sent out the picture for the sitting cushions. There should be enough for all of us. But if you have got one that you are very comfortable with and you want to bring along, then please bring. The other one is a sleeping bag. If you have a sleeping bag you want to bring, please bring. But the thing is that the bus, it's only so big, so you bring your sleeping bag, you bring your sitting cushion, then there may not be enough space for everybody. So try not to bring too many things. One of the most common things some people miss is the towel. It's not a hotel, so please make sure that you include the towel. You go there, no towel, nobody's going to help you down there. Of course, Brother Teo is going to use a Hatsuta, but I suggest you bring a small notebook, an exercise book to make all the notes. We'll do the recording. For those of you that are on the bus and have this seasickness or whatever, travel sickness, please let me know early so that I'll try to allocate the first few rows, probably 3 rows reserved, that means a maximum 12 seats. Less Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo, so there's about 10 seats. The other thing is that laundry. You can get laundry service, if we call the, I discussed with Tan Cheng Sufu, so if you call them and come and pick up the laundry from the temple, then they charge you by per piece. Don't know whether 150 or whatever per piece. But if you send out the laundry, that means you put inside a laundry bag, then they charge 6 ringgit for 3 kilos. So if you want to send out your laundry, then perhaps somewhere around Tuesday, which is the middle, then we'll send out the laundry. So make sure you come with a plastic bag ready with your name written on it. Throw the clothes inside, then we send it out. But we need volunteers again because the bus is not there. So we need volunteers to drive the laundry out on Tuesday and pick it up on Wednesday. So for those that want to do laundry. Any questions? Yes.
During the last trip, I saw they construct the cornering. Can the bus go up all the way, or you still have to stop halfway and walk up the rest of the journey?
They have extended and it's all the way. That means the car park is almost like double the size. So the bus can just go and make a U-turn and come down. Yeah. Much, much bigger. Since Sister Ingby mentioned that they started the construction, or at least they dug up the small circle for which the pagoda will be, expected to finish on
June. Yeah.
All right. So far,
the stupa project. Stupa project. So we got no problem.
So far, we have collected about 30,000 plus a little bit.
Yeah, donation. Yeah, we'll hand over to the representative from the temple, the Tang Jia, I think.
So, if any of you wants to still contribute, please let me know in the next 1 or 2 days before
we finalize the account soon. So, this is the special stupa project to house all the relics of all the past abbot of Sampo Temple. They call it the Mandarin word is Sanbao Si, the Triple Gem Temple of Cameron. They got 4 abbots already deceased, but their relics are all housed up there. So now they don't have enough space, and they want to commemorate all this great master who started all this activity to promote the Sampo Temple, and it has benefited many people because every year we have a lot of people going there for retreat, then they got a lot of spiritual activities too. So this is a special stupa that they will house all the 4 abbot's relics. Then the place will be for the future abbot's relics. So this project, we were indeed very lucky because Teng Siong Sufu, over the years of retreat, we managed to establish some good relationship and contact. She has been helping us a lot in all this annual retreat and liaison work with the committee over there. And Sister Lee also, together with Suyan, Brother Suyan, they have done a lot of things. Then earlier on, Yun Chan and all the other committee members too. And because of this affinity, she make it a point to let us know about this project before it even kick off. Then when she WhatsApp me, I straight away replied. I said, no problem. I said, I rejoice, Sadhu. Then initially, I just pledged 20,000. I thought 20,000 should be enough. Then later on, we were so surprised. We exceeded the target. Then it hit 30,000. Then now it's 30,000 plus a bit. And we initially does not want to open it up for others because the Kayanamita Fund already donated 10,000, so you all have partake in all this. So in order not to burden the Kayanamita anymore in terms of financing or what, we decided to keep low profile. But somehow people come to know, then the donation came in. So we have more than enough. But if you still want to participate in whatever way, you are most welcome because it is not really something that needs a lot of funding. The project may not cost that much, and they have enough, I think. So this is what we felt as gratitude towards Sampo Temple and Teng Siong Sufu for allowing us to partake in this hosanna. And this one you cannot do all the time. It's only when the project take off. If you got a chance to do, then you do. Means you have affinity to do. And this will be very wholesome because the relics, the stupa, they will be there for very long. And their vibration, their energy, their nature will be very different. Somebody have to open the door. Huh? Who going to lock it up? Sadhu. No, turn it down flat. Okay, come, Jennifer, come. You collect a set of the notes. Okay, that's about it. Thank you.
Sorry, there's something I didn't discuss with Brother Teo. Maybe Brother Teo can comment. Sister Susan has bought 108 gold balls. So apparently she has been going around helping people participate in many stupa projects all over. I mean, in Ajahn Brahm's place, in China, in Myanmar, all that. And typically they put 36 gold balls in one level, that means three levels altogether. But anyway, she has bought 108 gold balls. And she's waiting for permission from the abbot and all that
to
allow to put into the stupa.
Yeah.
So so far taken up is about 20 something, so that leaves about 80 gold balls. Small tiny ones, each one is about 34 ringgit. So maybe later we discuss and see whether
we check with them because this is their project. We cannot just try to insist that we can have a permission to put in. No. We check with them. Then if it's confirmed, then no problem.
Okay.
But if you all want to donate towards that go ball or what, you can go ahead, no problem. Even this project doesn't take, in future project, we can make the offering. Because the moment it's done, we will put it to Kayanamita Fund. Then whatever Kayanamita Fund do, you also get to partake. Then this is earmarked for Stupa project, where they will allow us to enshrine all those gold balls. I also don't know what the gold balls are for, or where they are from, whether there is chanting done to it or what. But never mind, it's okay, because Susan has the sincere heart. So maybe it is something meant to be. I also don't know. I have to find out more. But to me, it's no harm, because there is this sincerity, and people who do this, they must have their reason for doing all this. Okay, no problem.
That leaves the two last things. One of them is the volunteers. We need the crew to help maintain and clean up the place. So there's a piece of paper behind there for all the volunteers list. Like cleaning of the shrine hall, cleaning of the corridor, cleaning of the toilets, cleaning of the dining area. Preparing the altar, there's a long list. So there's many pieces of paper behind there. So please go and sign up whichever area of specialty that you wish to volunteer.
I think never mind. We have gone through that one before.
Yep.
The best is we just allocate.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll all take the one they want, then the one they don't want, toilet cleaning. Nobody, like last year, then we have to allocate. So what I will suggest is, after this session, the committee members stay back for about 20 minutes. We have a final wrap-up. Yeah, there are some questions from some people. We need to clarify them. Then also the Pun Choi thing, or we need to sort it out how many and all those things. So don't worry about that. After we have a short meeting, then we will sort all those things out. Thank you.
And one last thing is with regards to the meals. We have breakfast, we have got lunch, and some of us are taking dinner. So all in about 30, almost about 27 meals or something. So there are people that offered to sponsor the meals, and almost all the slots are taken up, only left probably four more slots. The day March 16 is Kun Yam Tan, Kuan Yin's birthday, and that one is reserved for the Kayamita Fund and all the Kayamitas combined. And if you want to partake in that, also is possible. But that particular day is already taken. Only
16
left,
of March. It coincides with Kun Yam's birthday, one of the birthday of Kuan Yin.
19th day of the second moon.
Yeah, yeah. So don't have to worry. Kayamita Fund already booked that slot. So the rest are those Kayamita who earlier on wanted to take up that slot. So I told Brother Suyak, you just put everything in together. Then the surplus go to common pool of the retreat fund. Then we will do wholesomeness for you all too. We will donate a sum to Sampo Temple too. Every year we do that. That is priority. Yeah? Because that temple has a lot of wholesomeness. Yeah? And for your information, for those who are new, there are hot water available. Yeah? So this hot water facility is very good. Despite what Suyan described, very cold this year. Yeah? You don't have to worry so much because there are hot water for you. Yeah. But bring along a flask, like Suyan mentioned, to make sure you have enough warm water when you are in your own room. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just a reminder to those that come late, the bus leaves SJBA at 7:20, and the bus leaves Brother Teo's house here at 7:50 a.m. on March 11, next Saturday. All right. Sadhu, have a good retreat.
Okay, thank you so much for the briefing, Brother Suyan. Yun Chan, you have anything or not? No, okay, good. Yeah, good. Then for those who just came in, I would like to repeat. There's a set of notes over the other side. You collect them yourself. Pass a set to Joanne. I think she just came in. Anybody haven't collected this set? Supposed to have your retreat program, Bodhisattva vow notes, and the two transcripts. Then there are two more items that you have to bring along with you at the retreat. This set of notes, the transcript book, you look at the whiteboard. The first one is the Heart Sutta. This is the Heart Sutta notes. Just now I already explained. It's very complete. It covers 15 months of my sharing of the Heart Sutta at Wu Ping Jingse. Then some of the short notes that were taken, I expanded on it based on what I can remember. Then we compiled all this, I think a total of 40 over to 50 chapters into this so-called Heart Sutta notes. If you don't have a copy, you can request for it. I still have quite a bit here. If you already have, remember to bring it along. Then there is another retreat chanting book. This one is not our normal one. This is for the retreat use. So you also have to bring along. If you don't have, come in front here to collect it. I still have. Then there is this booklet. The international seminar that I gave. If you want them, you can have them. Then you can bring this along too for your reading when you are having your free time or whatever. This one summarizes the whole teaching in a very simple way so that you can understand better. If you read through this, it will save you a lot of time when you listen to my sharing, you will understand very much easily. Okay, with that, I think I will start the official briefing for our retreat. I will leave all these books and booklet here so that people can collect. Okay, now we turn to this program. Meditation retreat at the Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, Brinchang, Cameron Highland, dated 11 March to 19 March 2017, conducted by me, Brother Teo. Then, like Sian had already briefed you, this is an annual retreat that has been going on for 4 or 5 years at least. Then we had another earlier one, which was at Fraser's Hill. That time we used the Samdabi's bungalow, I think. That time Suyan was still working. Then we managed to book it, and it's quite a nice place. Then also very cheap. The food too, the caterer was very good. So all in, I think we had a total of 5 annual retreats so far. And plus this one, I think it will be our 6th one. Now I'll read to you the introduction. The meditation retreat caters for all participants who may be from different backgrounds of Buddhist traditions and with varying meditation experiences. The emphasis here is on the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha, instead of focusing on method and technique of meditation. This is to avoid division, unnecessary misunderstanding. So you don't go and argue, my method is this, your method is this. When you understand, all these are irrelevant, because method and technique never define the meditation. It's only a skillful means to anchor your mind, to train your mind. And these people who do all this, they got no choice, because their spiritual faculties are not developed, the 5 spiritual faculties. Hence, their mind is not stable, not calm, not peaceful. When your spiritual faculties are not developed, not stable, your mental hindrance become active. The 5 mental hindrance will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's the reason why, because of that, these people need method and technique to anchor the mind so that it is not heedlessly thinking or lost in thought, wandering off. So they have to fix it. The problem with method and technique is when you don't understand its function and purpose, you go and focus and control the thought. You want to develop calmness, peacefulness. That's why they will focus, they will control, or they will go into one-pointedness and absorption. Then they will repeat. They will repeat. And like dull the mind and make it like very calm and peaceful. That one will lead to thought-based meditation, energy field. The actual training is mindfulness of the object of meditation. Like the Buddha recommend anapanasati. Anapanasati is not about focusing on the breath. No. It's about developing mindfulness or awareness on the in and out breath. So it's about sati, a free mind, a relaxed state of awareness, not focusing, not concentration. But initially there is a tendency to focus, to concentrate, or to go into absorption, where you feel good, peaceful, calm. No harm trying it out. But later on, remember to relax. You look at the whiteboard, the 4 support for awareness-based meditation. The first support is relax. Whatever mind state that arise when you develop it through all this method and technique, remember to relax. The moment you relax, it will lose its ability to focus, to concentrate, and go into absorption. So it will prevent you from debating, doing the meditation differently or incorrectly. Then after that, maintain awareness. Just aware. No need to do anything. Silence the mind. Just develop the silent mind to be aware of whatever that is going on. Then don't allow the thought to arise to interfere with the meditation. Now when the thought is there, it's no longer meditation. It's thought-based interfering with the meditation. The thought is trying to do a lot of things. And the thought is egoic. It has delusion. It has self-delusion. And being egoic is always self-centered. There is always the atta inside there to do something. Craving for existence. Craving for enlightenment. Craving for experience. Craving for good meditation. So that craving is a sensual desire, which is a mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's why you find it very difficult to develop the correct meditation. Then the third support is just maintain whatever awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24-hour mindfulness. That's why the Buddha used the word ever mindful. You have to be ever mindful to be heedful. Then use the ever mindful state to develop the daily mindfulness, especially the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. Then you accumulate into apamada or heedfulness. To be heedful, you must have the mind that is ever mindful to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why heedfulness is very important. And the Buddha mentioned it very clearly under Dhammapada verse 21. The heedful never die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless, like you will never die, means you will realize the enlightenment. So this quality is the most important in meditation. So our whole purpose is to understand this so that when we are at a retreat, we know how to develop this. Okay? So that will explain clearly the purpose and intent of methods and technique, as opposed to understanding meditation. So our focus at this retreat is to develop the understanding of the meditation as taught by the Buddha, especially the Buddha Dhamma, the essential Dhamma. Then the next part is, the below program was prepared to allow all participants to settle down slowly into the retreat proper via a less stringent first session, where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session from 15 March onward until the last day, 19 of March 2017, where noble silence, heedfulness and meditative cultivation will be emphasized. So from 11 to the 14, we will have the less stringent period of retreat and sharing, where I will teach you more of the essential Dhamma to develop the understanding of meditation and to teach you how to contemplate, reflect, and cultivate. Then after that, you will go into a more formal type of meditation, where we will make it more stringent for you, where you have to maintain most of the time noble silence. Noble silence means not only you don't talk. Noble silence is no chattering, no verbalization, no arising of the thinking mind or mundane mind within. So it's complete silence. Not only don't talk, it's the mind that is completely without chattering, without verbalization, without mental activity. It's just most of the time aware, peaceful, silent. And this is heedful living. Whereas the other one is heedless living. The mind chatter a lot, talk a lot. Sometimes you realize you talk to yourself for so long a period until you yourself felt very bad. It's like you are insane. Understand? Cuckoo talking to yourself. You are mindful, you will see all this. Then you realize, what are you doing? Instead of being mindful throughout the day, heedful, aware, have clarity, you are talking to yourself. Like you got nothing to do. And thinking, 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 worrying, worrying, planning. You never leave. Where there is no clarity to be with the moment, to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Then you can be just silently aware of the moment to experience the pristine beauty and wonders. There is this peacefulness, clarity, joy within. Then because there is no thought, there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no negativity of mind state, like worrying, sorrow, lamentation. All those things are not there. So there is just clarity, full awareness, peacefulness. And this is what mind state should be like. Because the whole of existence is about understanding the mind. Like the Buddha said, our mind is a foreign all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. So you have to take care of mind. So when sankhara ceases to be, then you will have more and more moments of peacefulness, awareness, calmness, clarity. Then you can awaken to the truth. You can realize the truth. You can understand truth. But if you are either focusing, concentrating, or heedlessly lost in thought when you are not able to focus, then that is completely deviation from what the Buddha is teaching. You end up either energy field or heedless living. That's the reason why this retreat can transform you from a heedless way of living life to a heedful way of living life. And these are the mind state you have to carry out. Stabilize it at the retreat and carry it out into the daily life so that when you come back in the midst of life, you can still have this silent peacefulness, awareness, heedfulness to live life, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Then you are heedful in the midst of life. Then what the Buddha meant, the heedful never die. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. This will materialize. That's why you will be destined for enlightenment. And like Dhammapada verse 23 very clearly states it. The constantly meditative, ever mindful, and steadfast one, they will realize the supreme supreme state of Nibbana. Means you can liberate your mind to realize this very, very special realization of awakening, which they call Nibbana, born free. Means the mind that is completely free from bondage. Then I will read to you the main purpose and intent of this meditation retreat. First one is to understand and realize the noble teaching of Lord Buddha. We are sincerely cultivating the much needed heedfulness or apamana, which I have explained, as advised by the Buddha before his parinibbana via his Dhammapada verse 183, 21, 22, and 23, and his final advice of Appamadena Sampadeta. These are all explained. It's also in your Heart Sutta notes. You read through slowly, you will understand. Then the second intent is to train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. Means the silent mind with inner awareness, leading to the heedfulness from the moment we commence the retreat. To diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration, to cultivate sati sampajana or mindfulness and clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability and non-delusion as a sign of our respect for the way place. So we are using people's way place and facility, so we have to respect their rules and all those things. So please don't go and complain why here so different, so strict, this one cannot, that one cannot. It is not whether can or cannot. You have to understand you are using people's place. You must have the gratitude towards people who have made all this possible and allow you to stay there. That's like the mind that has gratitude and the mind that don't have gratitude is world over different. The one that don't have gratitude complain a lot. The one that have gratitude is full of joy, full of understanding, appreciation, gratitude and all those things. The one who complain is about selfishness, the self. You are not able to get what you want. That's why you complain. Why? Why like that? Why like that? Why so strict? Why this one also cannot, that one also cannot? Why must I clean toilet? I come here to meditate. If you think like that, it's all the egoic mind. You should rejoice that you are given the opportunity to contribute towards the retreat, to help out in whatever way. Even cleaning toilet is so meritorious and so meaningful when you understand that is part of the training, part of meditation. If you cannot do it mindfully with understanding and with joy, then when you come out into the daily life, how are you going to cope? There are worse situations than cleaning toilet. When you are in the midst of life, you have to go through even more difficult situations. So all this you can learn at the retreat to make your mind beautiful, to free your mind of all the selfishness, the evil roots of greed, emotional negativity that arise through selfishness, self-delusion. Then all of the unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, which normal living being entangled because they don't have the Dhamma. You will learn all this when you are at the retreat. That's why this retreat, when you understand, is so different. And this year I can speak more on it because most Kalyanamitta are ready. And for those who are new, I hope you will listen to this briefing, this sharing, to understand its deep meaning and purpose, so that you can benefit tremendously. Then the next intent is the third one. You look at your notes. Learn to be at ease. This is not easy. At ease means what? What is the meaning, at ease? To be at ease means what? 自在. Those who know Mandarin, they will know. 自在. 自在 means what? Act naturally. Means don't try to act like people who go to retreat. Oh, I must have noble silence. So the thoughts say, I must have noble silence. Then you suppress your speech. You try not to talk. And the worst joke is, when somebody talk, you go and comment, you talk. Then what is going on? You yourself also not mindful that you are actually ever ready to catch people talking. You are not training yourself. You are being conditioned by the thought that say, I must not talk. So all these are delusion that you have to learn to understand when you are at the retreat. So noble silence, to be at ease, is something that you will do very naturally. Be yourself, understand or not? Don't try to pretend and act that you are very pious, you are very spiritual. I don't eat this, I don't touch this, I keep my precept very strictly, stringently. If you understand, it's good, beautiful. But when you don't understand, you only want to express it outwardly and let people know that you are spiritual because you tell people you are doing all this. But inwardly, at the mind level, you are not natural. You are acting out of it. Do you understand? This is what I want you to understand. Then you can change. And when you become very natural, you don't have to act. Life is so much more manageable, isn't it? Or more beautiful and meaningful than when you don't have to act, even in front of your children, your spouse, and all those things. You just have to be natural. Then when you have the wisdom, most of the time you are peaceful, you are happy, you have a lot of joy, and people can feel you. They know you are different. You have transformed. Then they are willing to listen to you. Otherwise, when you yourself are so tied up, entangled, completely haven't transformed, and you want to teach Dhamma to your children, forget about it. I hope you understand this point. So this retreat will help you tremendously when you understand. So learn to be at ease. Naturally relax. The word, the key word is natural. Not acting out of it. And aware via heedfulness most of the time. You have to have inner awareness most of the time. Always move, speak and act naturally. But with inner awareness, very important. Means inwardly, you are fully aware, clearly comprehending what you are doing. You are incapable of negativity throughout the day to stabilize the five spiritual faculties until they become very stable and unshakable. So your spiritual faculty or sadha, your faith, must be there all the time, virya. Then mindfulness, sati, of course. Yeah? Then when you stabilize it, samadhi will arise. Then when there is sati and samadhi, you will have clarity of mind to see things as they are. And when you are silent, you can awaken to the truth, to the universal characteristics of nature, the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, non-self, and empty nature, anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta. So all this will make you beautiful. Then we move on to the fourth intent. With the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. We are constantly creative contemplation, reflection, inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the Noble Eightfold Path factors of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of evil, of any evil, whenever you are heedful or mindful. To maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day, to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, to realize the insight, knowledges, and wisdom needed to liberate the mind, leading to the realization of nibbana, or cessation of form and mind, as taught by the Buddha. This one I will explain to you in more detail when you are at the retreat. Eh? But the gist is summarized very neatly and nicely for you to understand. Then the last intent is to diligently develop the understanding of all the essential Dhamma needed to understand the Buddha's teaching. The important essential Dhamma are the five mental hindrances or Pancha Nivaranas, the five spiritual faculty or Pancha Indriyas, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, the three right views, the 12 links, dependent originating, the Four Noble Truths, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, the four foundations of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment or satta bhujanga, then the meaning of dana, sila, and bhavana, and the five daily contemplation. So all this will be taught to you. Yeah? Then turn to next page. Next page, the transportation details, they are all there. Yeah? 7:30 to 8:10. Yeah? Meet at Bradio's house. Yeah? The address is there for breakfast. If you want to have breakfast here, you come 7:30, yeah? Or earlier. Otherwise, you can arrive at 8. Yeah? 8. Just now, CM put 7:50, which is better. Huh? Make sure you are early, otherwise you will miss the bus. Yeah. Yeah. So, this one is very important. Those gathering at Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, you have to arrive at SJBA by 7:30. Just now, CM says 7:20, better. Huh? Latest, as the bus leaves for Brother Teo's house for second pickup, I am more generous. I put there 7:35, but you better follow Suyan one, because he decides the bus at Subang Jaya, not me. Yeah? You don't come and complain. Brother Teo, you wrote 7:30. I arrived 7:34, but the bus gone. Then you have to refer to Brother Suyan. He mentioned 7:20, so I cannot overrule him. You all better be there early if you are from Subang. If you really have a situation, call Brother Suyan. Yeah? Then he may decide whether to wait for you or ask you to come direct to SS2. it depends on the situation. Yeah? Okay? But make sure you are early. That's more important. Even the English saying, the early bird gets the worm. So you come later, not only you don't get the worm, you have to maybe starve, no more food for you. Okay, the rest is for you to read up. These are the retreat program. So you make sure you read up so that you are more prepared. And this retreat program is very, very well planned, drafted, and it's very detailed. Then it will help you in a very, very special way to develop the meditation retreat. so that you can benefit, truly benefit, in a very, very unusual manner. And this is no ordinary retreat. You cannot get this type of understanding elsewhere unless you have great parami. These are understanding that is very different and very unique. And the retreat is held in a very different way too. It's not rigid. It all depends on you. Because it's your life, nothing to do with me. You have affinity, you have condition, you can partake in this retreat, I rejoice. But the rest is dependent on you. It's not a rigid thing where everybody must do this. No. Everyone is different. Everyone has their own way. So if you want to do things with your own understanding, you can go ahead. But I will appreciate if you can let me know. Then you can do the thing you are more familiar with. Then if you got question, you can ask. At the retreat, you got a lot of opportunity. You look at the retreat program, you will see. There is a lot of Q&A opportunity. This retreat is different from other retreat. I don't conduct interview one by one with you, no. I believe in group learning. We learn faster. If we have a group learning, then each and everyone, when they ask questions through the Q&A, when I answer, I reply, you learn together. Then you learn faster. The one-to-one interview got no meaning because I just don't have the time to explain things to you. The understanding takes a lot of time. If you are not serious, all the time will be wasted. And too many of you, even one person, 5 minutes, is going to take too long a time, and we don't have enough time for retreat programs. So interview is of no meaning to me. It doesn't help much. We are one-to-one for one. But if you got personal problem, you want to see me, can during the break or what, you can come and see me, no problem. Then if you got some questions that are so sensitive, you don't want people to know your identity, no problem. There are paper at the back there where you can just write it down and leave it on my small table. Then I will read it out. So all these are options available for you. Initially, the ego may be there to create this anxiety or fear or hesitation in you. But don't worry. Once you understand, all this will be gone. Then you will be very, very different. You will be very sincere. And you can share all this openly after that. There is no more the thought that is paisei and all things. These are the ego. It's not you. The egoic mind that has fear, has delusion, is paisei. Paisei means shy. Shy to ask. Shy to let people know. Who is shy? The thought is shy, not you. Your nature is so beautiful. So all this, you will learn. You will develop the understanding. Then the Bodhisattva vow, go back and read about it. It's a very beautiful write-up. We will be taking the Bodhisattva vow on the 16th, which coincides with Kuan Yin's birthday. Then there is another part which I may want you all to develop over the over the next few days, because it's another 7 days before our retreat. Exactly 1 week later, Saturday, is the first day of the retreat where we got to wake up early, prepare ourselves. Then you can, that morning or that night before you sleep, develop the faith, the sadha, the virya, and pay respect to Triple Gem and your altar at home. Then affirm with determination whatever vows or aspiration that you have to make full use of this retreat to develop all the wholesomeness that can be developed and to awaken to all the understanding that are possible because of the retreat condition and special condition. That's why my nature can sense this year's retreat is going to be very different. Not that it's different from other year retreat in that sense. It's no different. Everything is the same, except that this year the condition is so much better. Past the set of not to Ching Yap. There, I got up there. Give him a new set. Stephanie, everybody who is new, you just have to pass to them. Then, Ching Yap, you have Heart Sutta notes? Gone, the Heart Sutta? The big book, No. Heart Sutta. Then chanting? Retreat chanting?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, then if you want anything else, you can come here and collect later on. Just now, where was I before I stopped at Ching Yap? What was I sharing? Correct. Very good. Thank you, Garrett. Oh, sadhu. He is paying attention. Very good. This retreat is very different in the sense that the conditions there are still the same. The only difference is a lot of Kayamita are ready. That's why a lot of Kayamita is going to benefit from this retreat, and a lot of you are going to develop awakening and transformation when you go to this retreat. It's going to be very different because this nature can sense even at the end of last year. And in a lot of my talk and my sharing, I already mentioned, make sure you have the condition to attend this retreat. Yeah, it is going to be very different. Because the condition and the sign are all there. Everything that points towards the happening is there. First, of course, I told you the Bodhisattva way suddenly just came up. People request for that type of talk, Diamond Sutta, Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, and all those things. Then, in between, people came and request for the Bodhisattva way's teaching. Then, not only that, all of a sudden, last month or so, the website people also all of a sudden appear and willing to help us to develop the website. And we did it within a month. At first I thought it was about 1.5 months. Then Ingby told me we actually did it in less than a month. Because we had our lunch meeting with Brother Lau on the 4th of February. Then we finished it on the 28th of February this year. And we launched it on the 1st of March. Which was the date I had initially planned because I want to have the website before this briefing, the 4th of March. And the website is very important. You go and look through the email that I sent out to all the Kayamitas. I explain in detail about the website. Thank you, Jinnah Sadhu. Then in the talk last Thursday, at Sister Padmasuri and Brother Tune's house, I spent the whole session explaining, almost the whole session, explaining about this website. And it's so beautiful, so important. You go in and you read, you will understand what this concept of Kayamita shift is, why I call it Brother Tune's Kayamita, why I don't want to call it by any society's name or organization's name, because it is better this way as Kayamita. No formality, nothing. That's why it's an informal grouping. People who share the same vision to walk this path of Dhamma sincerely, with faith, with diligence and understanding, then they can be part of the big Kayamita family. We are Dhamma friends, friends of the Dhamma, who walk the path of Dhamma, to share all this understanding so that we can support each other, motivate each other, counsel each other, and bring forth the great condition for us to listen to the true Dhamma, to straighten our view, to progress along the path of Dhamma, to awaken and to be a blessing to all. So this is what Kalyana Mitaship is all about. We are all very sincere, very, very intent on this path, this way, because we see the value, we see the importance. That's why now I have here the printed notes of the website, which I will share with you, so that you can develop the understanding. This website will explain to you your core values and core attributes as Kalyana Mitta, and how with this understanding you can progress along the path of Dhamma beautifully. And this website also will be a source of great wealth of Dhamma material or resource for you to listen to develop the understanding of the true teaching. Yeah. All these are detailed out in the website. Yeah. And you will also have the opportunity to look at the gallery section where all our spiritual trip that we have gone, when you see the photo, it will recall to mind all this beautiful moment for you to have the joy, to have the recollection of all this Dhamma activity that we have, that you realize how much you have done to your holy life. You realize you have not wasted your life. You have lived the life of spirituality, or the holy life, so beautifully, with so much understanding and joy, with all the conditions set by all Kalyanamittas. Yeah. And over the past 10 over years, since 2004, when I started to come out, my nature started to come out and share, all the Kalyanamitta activity that we have developed, and all the talk, the audio file, the video file, our activity, our spiritual trip, and everything that we have done, they have given us a great source of Dhamma material or resources which are very beautiful, very meaningful for us to share with the world, so that other people can also have this understanding and be a blessing to all of humanity too. So now I will read through to you. Those who have been on the website, you will be able to understand more. Those who haven't gone in, try to go in. And it's very easy to go in. You know. Yesterday I saw my daughter sent out through the Facebook to the her friend to introduce them to this website. I realized using the handphone is so easy. You know. I just click on the brotherteo.com. The whole thing come out. You know. And the handphone is so easy to retrieve it. Then when you open up the website, you will see a lotus there. That is your home page, where our latest news, the launching of the website, all will be there. Then with all the talk, the Tuesday talk, Thursday talk, Sunday talk. Then you have to look at the middle there, where there are, I think, 3 or 4 black lines. And you click on that, then it will have a drop down, where it will have the home page, about us page, then the repository where all the Dhamma resources are. Then you also have the our activity, then the contact list, then gallery. Gallery is about photo album, and there's another one I forgot already. There are 2 things there. All this you can take your time to review. I only printed out the notes here about us and our activity and the Kalyanamitta Fund and all those things. So I will read to you so that you can have a good understanding of what this Brother Teo's Kalyanamitta informal grouping is all about, and how as a Kalyanamitta you can benefit tremendously. And it doesn't demand you anything, because it's not a society or organization. There is no membership fee, nothing. You don't even have to register. You only have to partake as part of the Kalyanamitta family. Then all this are available for you now on the website. You don't have to retrieve it from your handphone or your computer. You don't have to worry about your hard disk crash and all those things. So this website will help us store all this very important information so that it will be available for all Kanamitas and those who have the affinity. Now I read through, then you will understand. Bharatiya Kayanamitas. Bharatiya Kayanamita was established by our teacher, which is me, in the year 2004, when Bharatiya officially accepted Sister Yun Chan's request for him to come out to share his rather special and unique Dhamma understanding with the world with three simple conditions as follows. First condition is call it a sincere Dhamma sharing or discussion, and not a one-way traffic talk, so that there is genuine learning and sharing and no authority is involved. So that is the first simple condition. Second condition is no right and no wrong, so as to avoid the unnecessary argument and misunderstanding via mutual respect for each other's cultivation during the Dhamma discussion and sharing session. Then the third condition is very important, to have an open mind, to listen attentively, and to take and make use of whatever that is useful and beneficial to progress along the path of Dhamma. Bharatiya Kayanamita is an informal grouping of Kayanamitas, means Dhamma friends, spiritual friends, and noble friends, who share the same noble vision of walking the path of Dhamma sincerely, with great faith to realize the highest human potential or ideal. We are understanding the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha, which is basically wisdom, love, and virtue, so that they can be a blessing to all of humanity and the world. Such understanding can be of great benefit to us all, to develop the understanding of life, so that we as Kayanamitas can have the ability to cope with the great intricacy and challenges of life that are much needed nowadays. Especially so in our modern society of today, where everything is moving at such a fast pace, and life can be rather stressful, hectic, demanding, and at times highly competitive, provocative, and seemingly harsh. Human suffering are very real and is happening almost everywhere, even to our youngsters nowadays. Over the past decade, since 2004, of rather beautiful and effective Dhamma, very effective Dhamma sharing and spiritual activities, we, the Kayanamita, have managed to successfully develop a great wealth of Dhamma information and resource. Bracket, a repository of very penetrative and insightful Dhamma material that can be a source of great help and blessing to all those who wants to develop a clear understanding of the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. So all these are in the website. You can read them. You don't have to remember them. You don't even have to take notes. Okay? It's also now recorded. Then you can listen to it when you are free. It is Brother Teo's sincere intention that this great wealth of Dhamma information and resource can be made available to a wider audience and also to all Kayamitas and those who have the affinity and interest to receive them. This is the main intent of us establishing this Bharatiya Kayamitas website with the domain name http://bharatiya.com. Then there is the biography of our biodata of our teacher. I will read to you. Some of you who are new may not know. This is very useful, and I seldom include this in our sharing is because there is no condition at the time. But only those who invite me to give talk, they have this biodata. But it's not so complete. I give them a shorter version. But this is the full version. You just listen. Brother Teo graduated from the University of Malaya in Civil Engineering in the year 1979. He has been a spiritual practitioner come meditator since 1971. Since his retirement in the year 2001, from his engineering career, he has been sharing his spiritual understanding and experiences with all those who have who are keen in their search for true happiness, peace, liberation from birth and death, and all mental suffering, to become a more virtuous, noble, and wiser human being. It is, brother, to your sincere hope that Dhamma friends, spiritual practitioner, seeker of truth, and cultivator will be able to make use of this sharing of the truth to develop a better understanding of life, to help others, and be of great blessing to all of humanity. He had counseled and helped many people with severe depression, karmic condition, career, health, marriage, financial, separation, and relationship-related problems to recover beautifully via his sharing of his rather unique and penetrative Dhamma or truth as taught by the Buddha with them. He gave Dhamma talks, conducts Dhamma meditation classes, and meditation retreat at various meditation centers and places that invited him. He also conducts weekly meditation Dhamma classes at Wuping Jingse, a Mahayana Vihara, every Sunday, and at Subang Jaya every Thursday. He also conducts a weekly Dhamma sharing discussion class with a group of very serious spiritual friends every Tuesday night at his Petaling Jaya SS2 residence. He organized and led many yearly spiritual tour trips to various spiritual way places that are of importance, significance, and interest for his Kainamita. In the year 2013, Brother Teo was invited to present an international seminal paper on life management with meditation, experience, and success at the international seminar dated 10 to 12 August 2013. That was about 3 years ago, held in Bangkok, Thailand. The seminar was co-organized by the World Buddhist University, WBU, and the World Fellowship of Buddhists, WFB, and the Pipala Vanaran Mindfulness Center, PMC. His seminar paper can be downloaded from the below Dropbox link. So all these links are in the website. Then you can also go to the website to read the book. The printed seminar paper in booklet form is also available. This is the copy I showed you just now. You can collect it from here afterwards. Okay, then I read to you the objectives. Our objectives are very noble. Our objective is to have a website for easy access to all the wealth and rather important Dhamma information and resources that we have developed since the year 2004, so that it can be made available free of charge to all Kainamitas and those who have the affinity and condition to receive them, then also to a wider audience. It is hoped that this wealth of Dhamma information and material can be a source of very penetrative and rather insightful Dhamma guidelines needed for cultivators, spiritual practitioners, and Dhamma friends to develop the clear understanding and cultivation of the Buddha Dhamma to realize his noble teaching. Then thirdly is to build a very strong Kayanamita grouping that has the Dhamma so that they can be an effective spiritual force of great virtue and wisdom to be a blessing to all of humanity. This is what my nature hopes to see. And this vision can be achieved. Then the fourth objective is to implement the above beautiful vision so that it can become a living reality, so that each and every of our Kainamitas can be a truly transformed Buddhist, a Buddhist that has the Dhamma understanding and unshakable faith in the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity and diligence. Then lastly, of course, to have more noble friends among our Kayamitas that can give guidance and be a blessing to all. You know what are noble friends, isn't it? Noble ones in the time of the Buddha are also called enlightened ones. The enlightened ones are called Aryas, or noble ones. So once Kayamita awaken and develop the understanding, they become noble friends. They are no more ordinary Dhamma friends. They are Dhamma friends who has the Dhamma, yes. But because they have the Dhamma, they are not ordinary Kayamita. They are noble friends. So this is what the ultimate aim or objective is all about. Finally, every one of you will have the Dhamma, so that you will become true noble friends to all Kayamitas. Okay, then overview of Brahmacharya's Kayamita. So this is to explain to you how it originated, the idea of Kayamitaship. Original intent and concept of Kayamitaship. Kayamitas means Dhamma friends or spiritual friends or noble friends who walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity and faith to realize the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. This friendship is very unique because it is based on sincerity, love and compassion. And our Kayamitas are very supportive of each other. And they are there to counsel, motivate, guide and encourage each other to walk the path of Dhamma diligently. There are basically two types of Dhamma friends. For those who follow the note, we are on page 4. First type is Dhamma friend that has realized the Dhamma. They are called noble friends. The second type is Dhamma friend who are still on the path of cultivation to realize the noble teaching. They are called normal Kayamitas or spiritual friends or Dhamma friends. Both types are termed Dhamma practitioner or cultivators of the Dhamma. Cultivators means you are on different stages of the cultivation. Some of them can be new, some can be already quite experienced, and some may already have realized the Dhamma. Nevertheless, they are all Kayamitas. The Buddha's way of introducing this concept of Kayamitaship is very unique. The Buddha said, noble friends or Kayamitaship is the entire of the holy life, or 100% of the holy life. And he himself is a noble friend par excellence. Hence he told Venerable Ananda, it is owing to my being a par excellence noble friend to them, that living beings subject to birth are free from birth. His mission is to share this noble truth, which is the essence of his teaching, with all living beings that can understand and receive them. The main purpose is to do away with all the division that have happened within the Buddhist community. When the focus is not there, then we will debate. The purpose and intent of this concept of Kayamitaship is to allow us to bring together, to bring everybody, all Buddhists together, back to a common platform, so that all Buddhists, not only just those from Subang Jaya or HJBA member, including all the other groupings and various Buddhist groups, which at the moment, if I'm not wrong, they all have their own respective vision, mission and activity. And all these are very important and very good, nothing wrong. The only thing I see lacking is the integration part. We have to integrate them into one big family and great family, which the Buddha called Kayamitaship or Dhamma family. We can then temporarily do away with all the religious and society's symbol. Then as Kayamita, we don't have to call ourselves as from Subang Jaya, from Brickfield Mahavihara, Nalanda or Sentul Sri Lanka Buddhist Temple or whatever. All this, if we are not careful, may lead to unnecessary division and misunderstanding. So Brahmacharya's Kayamita is just an informal grouping of Kayamitas. Hence any Buddhist or free thinker who share our vision can join us in all our activity. There is also no need for membership fee. All our activities are funded by volunteers and our own Kayamita fund. Then I have included one very important sutta in the website too, called the Avijja Sutta. The reason being, this Avijja Sutta is very important is because the Buddha in this sutta highlights the importance of Kayamitaship if you want to realize the enlightenment. That's the reason why he said Kayamitaship is 100% of the holy life or spiritual life. I will read to you. The Avijja Sutta under Anukara Nikaya 10.61 explained clearly the importance of having true noble friends as Kayamita to realize the enlightenment. According to the Buddha, having noble friends as Akayanamita, Kayanamita, is one of the prerequisites to become an Arya or an enlightened being. It also talks about factors that will influence ignorance. To be free from ignorance is one of the main paths in cultivation. Having Dhamma friends or spiritual friends and noble friends is a prerequisite for this task, hence the importance of Kayanamitaship. There are two sequences discussed in this sutta. Each of the factors in both sequence has its own nutriment. The first sequence is the nutriment for ignorant avijja is the five mental hindrance. And the nutriment for these five mental hindrance are the three evil ways of bad conduct, means via body, speech, and mind. And the nutriment for this is the unrestraint of the sense faculties. And the nutriment for this unrestraint of the sense faculty is due to your lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension, means asati and asampajana. And the nutriment for the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension is you have wrong view, unwise attention at the moment of sense experience, or ayoniso manasikara. And the nutriment for this is the lack of faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And the nutriment for the lack of faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha is not listening to the true Dhamma. And the nutriment for not listening to the true Dhamma is not associating with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends, Kayanamita. So when you don't have true Kayanamitas, you will get into trouble. That's why the Buddha advised you after the puja, after every spiritual session, we have the closing puja where you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to avoid the foolish, made out with the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized. And that aspiration is based on this sutta's understanding. That's why we chant Ipmina Punyang Kamina Mame Bala Samagamo Satang Samagamo Hotu Yawa Nibbana Patiya. The meaning is Ipmina Punyang. Punyang is merits. By the power of this merits that we have developed, may arise the causes and conditions for us to avoid the foolish and the heedless, so that we can have the causes and conditions to meet up with the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized sooner. So when you meet up with the wise and enlightened one, these are called noble friends or true Kayanamita that has the Dhamma. That's the reason why you are destined for enlightenment. So this Avijja Sutta make it very clear. I put a note there. Not associating with true Dhamma friends is the starting nutriment to the wrong path and finally end up as avijja or ignorant, leading to heedlessness. That's why you will lose your life. Spiritually, you are as if dead. The heedless are as if dead. Then the second sequence is the opposite. The true knowledge, vijja, leading to enlightenment, is the ultimate aim of all Buddhist meditation. So the nutriment for this is the seven factors of enlightenment, sattabhujanga. And the nutriment for the seven factors of enlightenment is the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana practices. And the nutriment for the satipatthana practices are the three ways of good conduct or good action. Then the nutriment for these three ways of good conduct and good action are restraint of the sense faculty. And to have the ability to do that, the nutriment for restraint of the sense faculty, you must have mindfulness and clear comprehension. That's why sati and sampajana, the daily mindfulness, is very important. And to be able to do this, you must have wise attention or yoniso manasikara at the moment of sense experience. So without yoniso manasikara, you cannot handle defilement. You cannot root out defilement. And the nutriment for having wise attention is confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And the nutriment for confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha is listening to the true Dhamma. And the nutriment for having the condition to listen to the true Dhamma is to associate with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends and noble friends. Note again, you can see, association with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends is a prerequisite needed to arrive at the path that ends with true knowledge or vijja, enlightenment. That is the reason why the Buddha clearly instructs us, we are saying to Venerable Ananda, having Dhamma friends or noble friends is 100% of the holy life. Hence, developing and promoting true Kayamitaship among all Buddhists within the Buddhist community is most important. So now you know why I established this grouping of Kayamitas. Then the core attributes and value of Brahmacharya's Kayamita are as follows. To heed the Buddha's advice to develop clear understanding of the below words of wisdom spoken by the Buddha. The words of wisdom spoken by the Buddha extracted from the Dhammapada verse are Dhammapada verses on avoiding all evil, doing good, and purifying the mind via having right views with regards to the law of karma and the understanding that we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So the various Dhammapada verses are verse 1, verse 2, verse 183, verse 21, 22, and 23. And the Buddha's advice before his parinibbana. They are all listed there. Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is a twin verse. Dhammapada verse 1. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises when mind arises. So if you speak, act, and think with a wicked mind or an unwholesome mind, with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then suffering will follow you like the wheel that follows the hoof of the cart. Then Dhammapada verse 2 is the opposite twin verse. Again, the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises from the mind. If one speak, act, and think with a pure mind, a wholesome mind, a heedful mind, then happiness will follow one like the shadow that never leaves him. Then Dhammapada verse 183 is the famous advice of all Buddhas. Sabba papasa akaranang kusalesa upasampadan sacitta pariyotapanang etang buddhana sasana. The meaning is, all evil has to be avoided. Cultivate whatever wholesomeness possible and purify the mind. These are the advice of all Buddhas. Then we have Dhammapada verse 21 to 23. They are the Dhammapada verse on heedfulness, Appamada Vāga. Verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die, and the heedless are as if dead. Then verse 22 supplements it. Distinctly understanding the difference between heedfulness and heedlessness, the wise intend on heedfulness, and they get to rejoice in the realm of the Aryas or the enlightened ones. Then Dhammapada verse 23 confirm what the Buddha wants you to develop. The constantly meditative and ever mindful and the steadfast one, they will realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. So you are destined for enlightenment. Then the Buddha's advice before his parinibbana or passing away is very clear. Appamadena sampadeta. He just tells you, strike one with heedfulness. The moment you are heedful, you are home. You are destined for enlightenment. That's why he just wants you to be heedful. And the whole of meditation is about training your mind to be heedful. That's it. And you are home. Then the next attribute is to have Dhamma friends, especially noble friends, to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity, faith, and perseverance, to realize the noble teaching of the Buddha, leading to personal transformation, character-wise, personality-wise, and wisdom-wise. Then the third core value or attribute is to strive on with heedfulness, with great determination, to be ever mindful and constantly meditative, to cultivate noble eightfold path as taught by the Buddha. If you can do this, you are destined for enlightenment, because this is apamada or heedfulness. Then number four is to be ever mindful to keep the five precepts as advised by the Buddha diligently. You not only keep, you make sure you keep it diligently. Then the fifth attribute is to develop the unshakable faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha via avoiding the fools and the heedless and constantly associating only with the wise and the virtuous. So this one you have to bear in mind. Do not be heedless. Good Dhamma friends are important. Then number six is to cultivate diligently and understand the understanding of the following essential Dhamma. What constitutes evil? The three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. The five daily contemplation. The five spiritual faculties and five mental hindrances. The three right views of Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama and Dhamma Niyama. The four noble truths. The 12 links of Paticca Samuppada. The four right efforts. What constitutes right thought, right speech and right living or right action. The four foundations of mindfulness. The seven factors of enlightenment. All these are essential Dhamma, which I will go through with you all at the retreat in more detail. Then the fourth one is Kainamittapan, so that you understand the meaning of Kainamittapan. The setting up of the Tuesday class and Thursday class Kainamittapan was first mooted by our teacher, Brother Teo, in the year 2005, with the sole purpose of helping all the Kainamittas to have the special condition to progress along the path of Dhamma. These funds are unique because only this Kainamitta fund can donate towards the following wholesomeness done by us. Donate towards the cost of producing all Dhamma publication material and Dhamma notes needed for our classes and sharing, and also for this free distribution to all Kainamittas and others. Then cost of all the stationery, whiteboard, writing material and cleaning material, recorder, recording set and microphone, etc., that are needed for us to conduct our Dhamma classes and sharing. Then thirdly is donate towards the following wholesome causes as suggested by Brother Teo and his Kainamittas. Spiritual trip common fund to partake in all the wholesome activity performed while on such spiritual trips. Meditation retreat common fund to partake in all the wholesomeness accrued by the retreat. Then way places that we have affinity with, like SJBA, Sumeru, Klang, Mangla, Lodge, Kampa, Anandagiri, etc. Then donation to SJBA and Anandagiri Hermitage Education and Building Fund. Then donation to WAVE to partake in all the annual wholesomeness done by them, especially their annual Katina offerings to all the places, to places all over the world, and the printing of appropriate Dhamma book for free distribution by them. Then to Churchi organization, to Cameron Highland Sampo Temple and Triple Gem Temple and their Stupa project. Cost of printing and publication of all Dhamma books and transcript and notes produced by Brother Teo. Then miscellaneous donation deemed appropriate by Brother Teo and other and his Kainamittas. The above Kainamitta funds wholesomeness, together with all the other wholesomeness that arise via joining any of the weekly or other Dhamma activities and spiritual activities, can bring forth great causes and conditions for all Kainamittas to have the special merits and blessings to walk the path of Dhamma much more successfully and with ease. So this is the benefits of Kainamitta funds to help Kainamittas. Then our activities are, most of you may already know, but some of you may only know your specific activity where you attend the various weekly classes. But there are some who attend most of the classes, they will know all this. Anyway, I will read, then you understand. Weekly meditation Kamdhamma discussion classes are held at the following places. Tuesday class is at my house, and the contact person is Sister Yun Chan. The handphone is given in the website. Then Thursday class held at Brother Suyan's house. Contact person is Brother Suyan. Handphone also given. Then Sunday class held at Section 11, Taling Jaya, Wu Ping Jing Se. Then contact person is Sister Lee and Brother Jin Hao. Their handphones are given. Then we have our monthly house dana, come Dharma sharing by Brother Teo. Then we have the Dharma talk and sharing at various centers and places that invited me. Then we have our annual 9 days meditation retreat at Cameron Highland Triple Gem Temple and other places that invite us, like Sumeru and all those things. Then we have our annual gathering of Kainamitas. It's either a lunch or a dinner setting, invites by Kainamitas. Then we have our annual spiritual trip come tour organized by Brother Teo for Kainamitas. Then we may have special puja and sharing of special Dhamma by Brother Teo, especially the Bodhisattva Way, etc. Then we also have donations and other wholesomeness done by Brother Teo's Kainamita funds. Then we also visit the Way place of interest as organized by Kainamitas, or Way place that invited Brother Teo, and other miscellaneous Dhamma activity. Then we have a contact us. This contact us, we put in 5 names for general inquiry. First one is Brother Suyan with the email given, then Brother Tiu, then Sister Padmasuri, Sister Eng Bi, and Sister Man Yuan. Then specific inquiry, they can write to me through my email or text me through my handphone. Then there is this repository of Dhamma material. This one is very rich in all the publication and the audio file and video file that you need. All the beautiful sharing. We had all the publication or transcript books and even the seminar book, Heart Sutra notes and all those things. Then we have all the audio files. Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, and also all the various talks that I delivered at SJBA, Klang, and many other areas, House Dana and all those things. Then there are other articles about taking of the Bodhisattva vows. This on the notes has been given. Essential Dhamma, everything. You can read through. Then there is also this Bodhisattva Way talk. They are very beautiful. You are free. You should listen to them, so that you understand the purpose of all this taking of the Bodhisattva vow to walk the path of Dhamma. Then there are some Krishnamurti quote. There are some video files that can help you. We have our annual gathering of Kainamitas. Then for the 10-year anniversary, we got a video too. You can collect them if you want. Then all this, they are all now in the website. Then we have a note that apart from the above repository of Dhamma material, we will endeavor to upload regularly our weekly recorded Dhamma sharing and other Dhamma activities for sharing by all. So briefly, this is what the website is all about, and it will benefit you tremendously when you go into it to develop the sharing and the understanding. Okay, do you have any question? Otherwise, we can end. Yes, Jin Hao. Pass the mic to Jin Hao. Here. Yeah. Yes.
Just want to let you all know how for the audio file and the website, you actually can download. It serves like a Dropbox like that, is it? I'll just show you a quick one, sir. Like, for instance, under the repository, under the other audios file, okay, you can click on any of the file name, you see. When you click on it, okay, it will show like this, you see, where there's a play button for you to listen. It's slightly different from when you open it on in PC. So once you play, you can just play for that. All right, and then at the end of the bar, there is a down, sounds like arrow down button, is it? You just click on the arrow down button, it will auto download the file. Okay, and some of the talk where it's already we have already come up with the books, like
transcript book.
Transcript books, you see. I have put at the, you can see there's a blue color link at the end of the top. It's just the blanket PDF download.
Just to let you have the understanding that you can also read the book physically. It's available. Some of the talk which are not transcribed, you have to listen. You got no choice. And the best sharing is the briefing for the spiritual trip in the year 2015 for our Putosan trip 2 years ago, September. Yeah, 1 over years ago. That was a good one. We went to this meditation center also, Songquan Chan Si or Chan Yuan. That's a beautiful place. Yeah, continue.
One last thing is like, for any of the particular talk that you want to share to your friends, you just open like this, okay, and then you copy the URL. You just highlight and copy it, and you can just paste it on the WhatsApp and whatever, and he will collect, you will come to this page exactly. Alright? Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other question from the, pass to Padmasuri here. Yeah. I will sit on the chair, easier for me.
Good morning. Good morning, Bratil and Okayanamitas. I just want to make some, make an announcement about this retreat chanting book. Okay, page 60, about the Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta.
Yeah.
We have two versions. Version that we usually use, I photocopied, so you can take from me.
Actually,
I brought it during our Kayana Mita gathering last year.
Okay,
but not
okay.
Many of you all collected. Maybe you all miss out. So you all can collect from me afterwards. And go back, paste, so that you are ready when you go up there. You won't be in the mess. And then another two pages that I've included in the daily chanting, but not in this book. If we catch it, then you don't have to bring the normal chanting book.
Yeah.
That is the about the Anumodana, the sharing of merits. It is not in this book.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the asking for forgiveness. It's not in this book.
Ask them to bring the normal chanting book too.
These two pages, you can paste it at the note. There are two blank pages.
Okay.
The two last blank pages.
Yeah.
Then
It into the book.
Or you just slip it in the book.
Yeah. It will be very helpful so that you don't have to bring two books.
I've already cut it, the size exactly fit the pages.
So you can just put it in. Thank you so much. Okay, any more general question regarding the retreat? Is it clear? Any question? If it's clear, no more question, then good, we can do the closing puja. Then maybe we can end. We target to end at 11:30, so just nice. Okay. We will recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed while going through this briefing. Those who didn't attend, they can listen to the recording. Then make sure they collect the notes. If they don't have the notes, like outstation people, they can text Brother Suyan so that we can help to bring them up. Yes, I know, but they have to listen to it. Then they have to notify Suyan that they want the book. Otherwise, we don't know how many people need those sets. So we will not know how many to bring up. So hopefully, they can do their part. Well, we still got 6 days before we go up. So all those that we have extra there, I will put it in a bag so that remember to load it up in the bus on that day. Otherwise, it will be left in my house. So the Heart Sutta book also, we may have to bring it up. But hopefully, they listen to this and they notify Brother Suyan so that we can estimate the numbers so that we can help to bring them up. Okay? Then now, we will compose our mind, develop the Sada, the Virya, then mindfully we shall chant the closing puja. We will recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed and the rejoicing. Then we will now share them with the devas. Initially, then followed by the rest. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta wata caamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa manapatiya sadu sadu sadu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Thank you for your patience and coming.